We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Made a little suggestion to City Limits and he came up with it. This is where it all began. Bob Johnson, it's a great day for hockey. This is incredible stuff here, Paul.
Yes.
Congrats, City Limits, on this one.
There's a music video to this too. It's very old time.
What a wonderful man you've become.
1936, this song was written.
Really?
1936.
Ron covered his debut.
Yeah. Ron was there.
he was there at the opening of Forbes Field, too.
And you know what happened?
He was there when the Big Bang happened. He covered that, I think.
Probably.
After the show, yeah. Ron let Robert Johnson buy him a free and a free light.
Then he wouldn't let Robert Johnson into the Hall of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because he used steroids.
But yet, poor Bob Johnson bought Ron something for his 21st birthday that day.
He did. It's a great day for hockey. Speaking of baseball, Shelty also talked about the Aaron Boone ejection. And for people who didn't see this, who was the ump on hand here for this thing? It was one of these me first umps, of which there's too many. Would you agree with that, Paul?
Yeah, that's the biggest. It's Hunter Wendelstadt.
Wendelstadt. Yes. That's right.
Yeah.
And there's son of Harry Wendelstadt, maybe? I don't know.
There's too many of these guys that really think we're there to watch them.
So Aaron Boone's complaining from the dugout. Guys are complaining about something. I don't remember what. And Wendelstadt says, one more word out of you, you're gone, essentially says that. So they show Boone at the top of the dugout. He does not say a word, but the guy behind him in the stands does. A fan with a Yankees hat yells at the umpire, and the umpire throws out Boone, who then goes absolutely ballistic. But I'm seeing here at the New York Post that even after the game, the ump was still blaming Boone.
Yes.
Boone did what he was told here, Paul. He didn't do anything wrong after that. Am I right about that?
He didn't. He just went back into the thing.
Do we have Boone from after the game? I mean, this was incredible. Can you find that, Limits?
I'm scouring the web right now.
Yeah, if you just go to go you, it's on you. Just it's on YouTube.
Should be easy.
Just go get Aaron Boone. Mad. Go get Aaron Boone.
Google Aaron Boone postgame reaction.
Put it to YouTube. Just go to YouTube.
Anyway, Shelty says there's people behind him. What do you make of all of this? Is the biggest story here the show me umps?
Yeah, these umps are just, you know, and a lot of people are like, well, we got to go to automated strike zones and everything else, but you got to have somebody that's live and able to, facilitate what happens in the game. I don't think you can go to, you know, completely 100% automated umps and have nobody on the field. So you're still going to have the same problem if you got a few of these guys that are just total jag-offs like this guy, this Hunter Wendelstadt. What, to me, give me a break, will you please? And the thing about it is, he yells, oh, well, you're gone, right?
Yeah.
And And the bottom line is, if you make the mistake and try and throw him out, when it becomes abundantly clear that he didn't say anything, don't you have to sort of just reverse yourself?
Yeah, yes, it was on a check swing. Not only did he not reverse himself after the game, he doubled down on this crap.
And then
he said, I don't care who said it, you're gone. And he said there was a pitch down. I thought it hit him, the batter. I sent him to first. The Yankees asked me to appeal. The dugout started, you know, obviously arguing that situation, kind of, in my opinion, too extreme. Okay, but what about when you threw out the manager for what a fan did? What is this guy talking about?
Are you ready for the quote?
He said, yes. What did he say?
Here's the quote from the umpire. Wendell Stett conceded post-game that Boone probably, you know, is not the one who made the comment. He said, I know what Aaron was saying, that it was the fan above the dugout. That's fine and dandy.
I like the word dandy.
Yeah, there were plenty of fans that were yelling at me before I called a pitch until the end of the game. But Aaron Boone is the manager of the Yankees and is responsible for everything that happens in that dugout.
And above the dugout?
In my opinion, the cheap shot came towards the far end. So instead of me being aggressive and walking to the far end and trying to figure out who might have said it, I don't want to eject a ball player.
Oh, no, you don't want to eject a ball player, I'm sure.
We need to keep them in the game. That's what fans pay to see. Aaron Boone runs the Yankees. He got ejected.
And now this guy's lying.
Yeah, this guy, here's the thing. Better to, what's that saying, Joe? Better to keep your mouth shut and be thought of as a fool than open it and remove all doubt.
That's pretty much it.
And that's what happened right here. It's bad enough you said really stupid things during this confrontation, but now you double down on it with this nonsense. And the best is when on the field, when Boone, you know, ran out, I didn't say anything. What are you talking about?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The umpire, this Wendell Stett, said, I don't care who said it, you are gone.
Yeah, he's claiming it was the old somebody in the dugout said it, and right. The manager is gonna get the heave-ho for that. It's ridiculous. This was Boone after the game.
Hard to. I really didn't even go after Hunter. You know, I was more upset that, you know, on the appeal, and I said, Hunter, you can call it too, and he came back at me pretty hard, to which I didn't respond. I just said, okay, went down, and it's embarrassing. It really is it's embarrassing.
I like that. I like it a lot, City Limits. Here's the other thing he said was, I have never ejected a player or a manager for something a fan has said. Well, now you have, Hunter. Now you have. Paul, what's the most obnoxious kind of fan to sit next to at a game? Is it yell at players and coaches all game? That's A. Is it B, I'm going to show my knowledge about everything to you during the game?
Yeah, that's the most annoying.
Well, wait a second. Or is it C, personal person who wants to tell you personal stories and just chat the whole game while you're trying to watch the game? A, B, or C?
B and C, yeah. By far. My thing is, don't talk to me. You know what I mean? If you want to talk to me a little bit here and there, okay, fine. But I don't need to know that you know every single thing about baseball. And I certainly don't need to know that, you know, your aunt Gilda, you know, had surgery last night. I don't just need. I don't need to know that stuff.
It's the same as an airplane.
But I'll tell you, for
keep
me,
keep the small talk.
Right. Here's my thing. I'll tell you the thing that one other kind of fan that drives me insane. Fan who constantly is yelling and doesn't even know the rules of the game that he's yelling about.
Oh, I have a great example of that.
Someone, you know, the fan that yells over the back, even though there's no foul called over the back in basketball. You know, the fan that yells, you know, NFL rules at a college game that actually don't apply to the college game. You know what I mean? Like, that fan that is always yelling and screaming at umpires and refs, and it's clear they don't know the rules of the game. That fan drives me insane as well.
At the NCAA tournament this year, there was a fan that was situated right behind me at the table, and he was in the front row, probably about 15 feet away, and he definitely had a very enjoyable time, and it was late at night. It was about midnight. He was clearly having fun, and he kept yelling that every single play was a travel. Every single time, and he'd move his hands around, he'd signal travel. Everybody could hear him on the floor, too. Travel, 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 and everybody around him next to him just started laughing.
It's
and
everywhere.
Then the guy pointed at me and said, you thought that was a travel, too, right? I said, I don't think so, man.
I love it when everybody they try to drag you into the fight.
I'm covering the game. I look around to see who's yelling travel, and he just picks me out of a lineup and asks. And everybody starts laughing.
It's absolutely like incredible when I hear people yelling and screaming in the fans in the stands about certain officiating calls or whatever, and it's like you don't even understand what's going on. You don't even understand the game. Please be quiet.
How much do you get on the officials during your AAU basketball games when you're coaching?
I know you're not going to believe this, but almost none. Very, very rarely do I say a word to the ref. Every so often.
Do you do small talk to try and get on their good side?
I mean, yeah. I mean, like,
do you know them all by now?
I'll say hello or what. I mean, we'll talk a little bit. My point is, I'm not that guy that's, you know, working the refs. I just don't. My thing is, and I tell this to my players all the time. These guys are making $25 a game. That you get what you pay for. Just play. And my thing is, unless it's egregiously bad, like egregiously bad, or it's not safe, I'll say stuff to the refs. Every so often. But, like...
Do you know them all?
No, I mean, I'm familiar with a lot of them because I've coached, you know, a zillion games. But I used to be that guy that got, you know, screamed at refs and got after refs and worked the refs. And then I think I got ejected from a game maybe when Haley was in, like, seventh grade. And I said to myself, this is really kind of silly. I'm getting thrown out of a game coaching seventh grade girls basketball for what? These guys are making $15 a game at that, you know, at that level is probably $15 a game or $20 a game. You get what you pay for. So after that, my philosophy just became, I'm just going to coach my team. Now, does that mean that every so often I don't like let a ref have it? Every so often. But for the most part, if you watch me, I don't say boo to the refs.
That's good.
Yeah.
They got on me one time. I was unfairly targeted coaching. I was coaching fifth and sixth grade girls basketball. And it was one of the rare games where we were crushing another team. So I told my team to back off, not even inside the three-point line, all the way. There was a gray line between the three-point line and the foul line.
Yeah.
I'm like, pick up your players there. And the two refs yelled at me for it. They're like, you got to move them back even further. I'm like, where do you want them to go? The baseline? Should we just let the other team score? We're not even, I told them no steals and back off to the gray line.
Yeah.
What else do you want me to do? I guess they wanted me all the way back at the foul line.
The one, I'll tell you, I got a technical foul over the winter. We were playing a game, and it was literally a game where the other team literally shot like 18 free throws, and we had like two. It was a physical game. And I'm not, listen, my teams are physical. We play hard. I'm not at all. I never say that we're not fouling because we foul. You know, we get after it. And I get that. But it was a really physical game on both sides, right? And finally, after about the eighth time in a row, our girl went in for a lapse, got hammered, and didn't no call. I said to, you know, the official, I was like, what do we have to do to get a foul call? That's all I'm asking, blah, 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 blah. She says to me, that's enough, ref. I said, you're right. that is enough. And I got a technical foul. I mean, my thing there is, if I'm going to get a technical foul, I probably should earn it.
Yeah, that one's a little weak right there.
But that's as far as usually I go. I usually don't say, you know, two words. I know it sounds crazy because I'm if you watch me coach, I'm intense. I get after it, but I'm getting after my players and getting them to try and play hard and get at, you know what I mean? The referees.
Limits, do you want to go to one of Paul's games and heckle him or cheer for him?
I could do that. I'll cheer.
The last time I saw you were going to a Pirate game in full Pirate regalia with a sign. Right?
I had a flag.
A Pirate flag.
Opening day, and it seems like every time I bring that flag, they lose, so I don't know if I'm going to bring it again.
Let's dress in Paul's team's colors and go to a game and cheer.
I'll bring the flag.
Opening day when we were freezing on Federal Street.
Yes.
Freezing. Only to be warmed up by the Wiggle Whiskey guy. Right?
I felt pretty warm. Yes, I remember.
The bourbon old fashions did the trick.
And then we looked over and there were City Limits, like the number one Pirate fan. It was amazing. Top of the hour.
And then we had the Troy Polamalu impersonator. He was actually wearing Pirates garb.
Yeah, that was mildly frightening, I have to say.
I met him at the fan wedding. Pretty nice guy.
He's the fan wedding.
Is he a nice guy?
He is, yeah. Okay.
Very nice guy.
I take that back.
He's a great dude. My point is he's a Troy impersonator, but he showed up at the Pirates game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.